It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time. It's Brock. It's Hunter. The Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson. Give him a call, 269-876-0882 for Gilson Cycle. Ooh, there's that Mountain Dew. Ooh, there's the Mountain Dew burp. It is time for facts and opinions. That's right. Five facts, five opinions. We're going to blow your friggin' minds. Fact number one, opinion number one. If you have two arms, you have an above average number of arms. How? Well, almost no one has more than two arms, but some people have zero or one. That means that the average number of arms worldwide is just slightly less than two. How about that? That's interesting.
And then Goro comes along. Come on, Goro, you're ruining the curve.
You ruined the curve, Goro, you bastard. God, dude, going back to that, the CGI for Goro in that original
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, my God. And I'm sure the guys, like, when they were doing it, like, fuck, man, how are we going to do this? There's no way we're going to make this look good.
I think the first time I saw Goro or whatever in that movie, I was like, I wonder how many different things I could do with forearms. It seems kind of convenient.
Yeah. He could.
But you're right there. You're above average. You got two arms, right, Brock?
Yeah, I got two arms.
One bigger than the other, but dang, still got two.
Right arm, forearms is massive. Yeah, I have two arms. That makes sense that nobody's born. You have no one to throw off that number, obviously. Mm-hmm. You can't add to it. So, there you go.
All right. Fun fact there.
Fun fact. Fact number two, opinion number two. Cheerios were called Cheerioats when they debuted in 1941. The name was changed in 45 because Cheerioats sounds fucking disgusting.
Cheerioats.
Yeah, Cheerioats. Cheerioats.
I used to eat Cheerios as a kid because, my mom made me. Yeah. She didn't buy anything else. But since then, because I hated Cheerios because they have no taste.
Yeah.
They're made just to pee on, to train people how to pee. But they have the new Cheerios now. It's like the honey crunches or something, oats and
honey nut Cheerios.
It's like the honey bun Cheerios, but it's got like the granola in it.
Yeah,
it's pretty damn good.
Frosted Cheerios aren't bad, but again, you're putting frosting on them. So I actually
are those the white ones.
Yeah, those are the white ones. Yep,
they still have those.
I believe so. Yeah. Of course, it's been a while since I've purchased cereal, so. They say, you know why babies eat Cheerios? It's good for their motor skills, their hand-eye coordination to pick up the Cheerios and put them in their mouth.
It sounds like some fucking stupid marketing scheme that Cheerios made up.
No, babies, it's good for your babies. It's good for babies so they can learn to pick. I think there is something to that, though. That's why it's great.
Yeah, here's how you sell something. You involve a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are like, babies, okay, here's all my money.
Yeah.
Jesus, babies are expensive.
E-cigarettes are approved most by babies everywhere. Babies love these cigarettes. Anyway, there you go. Cheerios, gross. Fact number three, opinion number three, the most common name for the most common name for counties in the U.S. is Washington County with 31. Jefferson County is second with 26. Don't you think there'd be more? Isn't that crazy? When you really actually break that down. Think about all the counties in the United States, and only 31 of them are named Washington. I mean, that's crazy.
Washington County.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to think of a name, and they're just like, fuck it, just pick a president.
Washington,
Jefferson. That sounds good.
Main Street is actually not the most common name for a street. It's actually, I believe, First Street is the most common street name.
First as in F-I-R-S-T just the one?
It could be one. It could just be one or first because usually, but because Main Street, not every Main Street in town is named Main Street. You know what I mean? But most of them have your Main Street and then you have first, second, third. So first is actually the most common street name. Fun fact.
Gordon Street.
Gordon Street.
Yes.
Gordon Street. I remember like it was.
Wayne's World.
God, Gordon Street. Ah.
Gordon Street. Ah, yes.
Isn't that, that's what's his face?
It's that old guy.
God damn it, he was in Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I can't remember his name.
Planet
yet.
Of the Apes. Planet
really?
Of the...
Really? Is it the guy we got? Can we get somebody better?
Charlton Heston. That's it. Yeah, it's Charlton Heston. Go. Like one of the most legendary actors. And you got him in Waynesville going, Gordon Street.
Gordon Street.
I remember. Yeah. That's funny, dude. Really? Fact number four, opinion number four. The Russian delegation showed up 12 days late to the 1908 Olympics in London because they were still using the old Julian calendar and didn't realize that the rest of the world had switched to the Gregorian calendar. Once again, what the fuck were they doing back then? No one had any idea what was going on.
No idea. You know what? It's crazy. Dude, it really makes you think and appreciate the internet.
Yep.
How fast information can get transferred. You know, back then, you're just like, it was word of ear. Oh, we're here, coming up here in a month. We got the note that a stork brought us. Or, you know, like, it's crazy, dude. You could legitimately F things up like that.
I'm just trying to look up here, like, just other crazy things. Obviously, the 1908 marathon was just insane.
Like the messenger, just that. Not, like, that phrase right there. Like, there used to be a dude that would, like, travel on horse and, like, relay the information. That's how you got it. You couldn't type anything in. You couldn't. That's why people are so dumb back in the day. You know, it's like I don't think people realize like how much more information you're retaining nowadays than you did back then. I mean, you learn skills, you learn stuff, but you know your data cap back in 1902 was a little shallow.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, like now, dude, I'm learning like more in one day than they probably learned in months just because of the internet.
Here, the most famous incident of the games came at the end of the marathon. Dorando Petri, Italy, began his race after a rather slow pace. But in the second half, the course began powerful surge, moving him to second position, blah, 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 4 minutes behind. The effort to, well, come on now. Was it the 1908 Olympics that were crazy?
No.
Here, original, one of the most curious contests at the Olympic Games is the dueling with wax bullets.
Oh.
So they did duels, but with wax bullets. So literally, all right, take 10 paces, turn around and shoot.
Dude.
Actually, I would watch that. I would watch that fucking sport. I would watch dueling.
So what, they just put some armor on and they just had a wax tip, huh?
Let's see.
Somebody steps up. This is kind of dangerous.
Yeah,
Shut up, Bob. It's entertaining.
Shut up, Lars. This is fun. Yeah, we shoot bullets. let's see. There's another one. So Oscar Schwan from Sweden, who won the gold medal for running deer shooting. He became the oldest Olympic champion of all time and set another age record, being 72 years old.
Running deer shooting.
What is running deer shooting? Hold on, I gotta look
this
up.
You gotta start jogging, dude, and take out a deer.
The 100-meter running deer is a discontinued ISSF shooting event that was part of the Olympic program from 1908 to 1924 and 52 to 56. Let's see. When it was replaced by the 50-meter running target, being the original running target event, it was shot with center fire rifles from a distance of 100 meters, with the target moving sideways across a 20-meter wide opening. There were two versions, single shot and double shot. Occasionally combined competitions with half of the course fired single shot at whatever. So did they literally have a deer run across the...
Yeah, you had to be a good shot. Dude, you know how hard it is? I mean, I don't know. I haven't really shot a deer in my life.
Well, you got
here. It's very, very, very difficult.
Well, shooting anything that's moving, you got to lead it. You know.
Well, that and you're running. That's,
I don't think that'd
be pretty
are
tough.
They. No, I think no. Something. Someone else is running. The thing is running. Is moving.
Oh, you
yeah.
Can
so
stand,
you're.
You can, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to take off jogging.
No. Yeah. You're not running and shooting at the same time.
Damn, this is straight up John Wick shit we're talking about here, guys.
That is fantastic. I love it. Running deer shoot. What else did they have?
I do the barrel roll shot. It's like Max Payne, dude.
Love it.
You ever play that game back in the day?
Max Payne, that was a great game. Dude, they have they had tug of war in that gymnastics.
What?
Yep.
This is like, it's like getting to like, you know, a Vegas vacation where you pick a hand.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's getting, like, it's getting really ridiculous. Like, come on. Tug of war, guys.
Anyway, that's great. That's great. Lastly, fact number five, opinion number five. Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of the most famous astrophysicists in the world. Turns out he's also a fantastic dancer and won a gold medal at a dance meet in 1985 doing Latin ballroom for the University of Texas dance team. There you go.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't mind.
Guy's very smart.
He's very smart. Here's the thing, though. He's also kind of arrogant about it. That's the only reason I can't really listen to him, because he's just, he's kind of pompous about everything. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like,
he was on the Rogan podcast a few times, and there was one time, like, he had a really good time. Like, there was one interview that was really good and one that was really bad. And I think the bad one was because, you know what I think it is, dude? I think he's just too intelligent. He there's so much going on, and like, he just, it comes out of him, you know, and he's a good speaker, and he likes to talk, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And like, he in that podcast, he wouldn't shut up. It was like information overload.
Well,
it's like, dude, you need to, like, even Rogan was like, dude, like, you need to bring it back here, dude.
Here's what kind of kills me with him is like, yeah, okay, you can be a scientist, you can read all the books, you can do all that, but we know so little about it. And to be so unbelievably, like, kind of arrogant about, like, well, it's this way. Well, we don't know for sure. We think we're, you know, from what we've done.
He doesn't. Dude, he knows a lot.
But still, though, with everything, though, we don't know for sure.
Compared to the big picture.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So it's like, dial it down a little bit. This is great that you've, you know, done your doctorate and everything, but it's like, all right, you still don't know 100% that there's, you know, life out there. I guess that's kind of where I'm at. It's like, all right, this is cool. We can have fun and theories and talk about it. But until I'm having sex with an alien, I'm not going to take you at 100% of your word.
That's your final straw.
Until I'm balls deep in an alien, I am not going to believe you 100%. So why don't you tone it down just a little bit?
Neil. You rip it on Neil, dude. He's like one of the smartest guys in the world.
According to who, though? According to who? You know, it's just whatever. I mean, whatever. There's a lot of smart people out there. That doesn't mean that, you know, I need to listen to them, you know?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Until I'm balls deep in an alien hunter. Anyway, there you go. That's your five facts, five opinions. Ruined it with aliens once again.
Yeah, there you go.
Folks, we'll see you next time here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Until then, here's a word from our sponsor, Gelson Cycle. Balls deep in an alien hunter.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.